This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
She is a singer-songwriter here from Melbourne. Her music has taken her parts all over the UK, London and parts of Europe. She's also working with some pretty impressive musicians and songwriters. A big joy welcome to Laura K. Clark.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks for coming in, Laura. Now, I mean, you first appeared on stage for when you sang a charity single. You know the one, We Are the World. We are the world. You're only 6 years old at the time.
I was only six.
What music were you listening to when you were growing up?
Kylie Minogue, Madonna, all of the stuff all the cool kids listen to, all the pop type stuff. So I grew up on Bananarama and video hits.
Oh, we all love that stuff. So has that over time impacted, I guess, your sound? Obviously your sound's matured since then, but yeah. Writing those simple pop songs with those pop hooks?
Most definitely, yeah. And it's sort of, I guess my stuff now has ended up a bit of an amalgamation of what I grew up on and what I sort of started listening to more recently, which was more your Joni Mitchell and some jazzy stuff. And I feel like I've ended up in a pretty nice place.
You started studying singing when you were 16. You entered some competitions. You won some awards.
Yeah.
This obviously has shaped your sound and developed your voice by taking singing lessons.
Yeah.
How important is a trained voice in this business?
I think it's very important. It's the difference between being good and being great.
And do you find that when you're in the studio, you find that you can do less takes when you are a trained singer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you're tend to, you know, in the studio and you do it takes over and over and over again, but I guess when you know your voice,
yeah,
it can be quite simple.
Yeah, which is also a part of the producer's job as well, to say to you, there's something funny going on in that beat, you know, just try this or try that, and when you sort of know what you're talking about, you can do that.
Performing overseas is, I guess, a dream for an independent artist.
Yeah.
Now, you find yourself performing in the UK, in parts of Europe.
Yeah.
What kind of gigs were you doing overseas? Any interesting stories to tell?
Unfortunately, nothing terribly interesting. But I actually did my very first solo performance of one of my original songs was in London, in Shepherd's Bush. And I think it was really good for me because I was out of my comfort zone already anyway. And you know, doing that sort of thing was really hard for me. And I think being out of my comfort zone already made it just that little bit easier. And I often think back and think, had it have been somewhere in Melbourne with a bunch of people that I knew, I probably would have been so terrified and you know, dropped out at the last minute or something. But it was good fun.
Behind the scenes, you also do venue management as well. I guess knowing that side of the business, is it easier to get those gigs knowing what goes on behind the scenes?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's easier to get the gigs, but it makes it more enjoyable for everyone. It's just kind of easier to work with people that know and respect how venues work as well.
Mm.
There's a lot of difference between the artist's role and the venue's role, and I think if you're on either side, it's really important to understand both sides and kind of have that respect for each party.
Because getting a residency is really important. You've had them at the SB, at Spencer's Live. Now, are they harder to get these days with, I guess, the venues are closing down? I mean, is it hard to chase those gigs these days?
Yeah, it really is. Gigs are hard these days, full stop. And I have this conversation with so many people that are looking for gigs and trying to get gigs and where do I play and what do I do? And it's a shift that I know people like Music Victoria are working really hard to kind of set some standards. And yeah, across the board, it is tough, but like people always said to me when I used to say, it's so hard, and people would say, yeah, but if it was easy, everyone would do it.
Exactly right. Laura, stick around, plenty more to talk about, including your new EP, Looking for Inspiration. Let's play a track from the EP. This is called Do What You Say on Joy 94.9. More with Laura next on Joy.
You say.
Our special guest this morning is Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Laura K. Clark. Now, Laura, back in 2008, you started your Diploma of Music Performance. You'd done a few vocal and songwriting workshops. Mm-hmm. What did you take away from that experience?
A whole lot. Where do we even start? I actually started my diploma sort of thinking, oh, I know quite a lot already. I just want to learn a bit of music theory and, you know, get some sort of confidence to get out there and do some gigs. And boy, 2 years later, I was just like, wow, all of this stuff that I've learned is just mind-blowing. So the songwriting workshops, I've worked with the likes of Pat Patterson, who's done a lot with John Mayer and Gillian Welsh. And it's, you know, to really break things down and look at the structure of a song and, you know, your phrasing, where does the word start, where does it end, just things that you don't even think about, and it sort of makes a lot of sense. And picking apart songs, why do I love this song, what is it about this song that I really love, and how do I use that in my own writing? And learned a lot.
With your debut EP, Looking for Inspiration, what were your goals, I guess, and inspirations for the EP? What were your sort of theme words?
I guess all I really thought was, I really want to make a recording of the songs that I've got right now, and I really want to be able to give it to people knowing I love it and hoping that they're going to love it too. So when people see me at a gig and they buy my CD, I wanted them to take something home that they could put in the CD player and go, yes, I love it. It's who she was at the gig, and it's just fantastic. So it's a bit of a mesh of some old stuff and some new stuff. It's my first recording, despite the fact that I had been sort of writing on and off for about 5 years. So I sort of picked the favourites of that period of time and rolled with it.
You also do things yourself, because being an independent artist, you got to do the artwork and the recording, finding producers, finding, you know, it's so difficult. Yeah. How have you found the process doing your first EP?
Exhausting. It's extremely rewarding. Look, I'm very lucky. I have an amazingly talented friend who did the artwork on that CD for me. Everything, I created my own website, my Facebook page, my Twitter, my Bandcamp, and I remember doing a Facebook status update one day saying, well, I'm just going to pack myself a suitcase and move into my laptop, because I'm just living there at the moment.
One thing that I always, because I interview a lot of independent singer-songwriters, and what I always tell them, these days you really need to be quite in your face.
Yeah.
And social media is a really effective tool.
Absolutely.
To getting your music out there. So that means tweeting and Facebooking and Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah.
And some artists do it better than others.
Yeah.
So I guess, how have you found, that interaction, with the audience?
I really love it. And I know there's a lot of pushback from people sort of saying nobody buys CDs anymore, and the online world sort of wrecking everything. And I just think how amazing that I've got a song up on YouTube that a guy from Spain listened to and loved it and contacted me via Facebook and messaged me saying, you know, oh, one day I want to propose to my girlfriend and I want you to be singing, you know, to us. And I just thought, how would that have happened, you know, without Facebook and YouTube and all that sort of stuff? And I really like to have that connection with people. I really, you know, that's what music's about for me, connecting with people and sharing things. And I think social media makes that really possible. So I love it.
Finally, Laura, there's a very, very important campaign happening on May 7 called Same Song, Same Time.
Yep.
All across community radio, which is very, very exciting. Now, they've chosen your track as this year's theme.
Yeah.
And the track they've chosen is the track we've just played before,
yep,
Do What You Say.
Yep.
So tell us about that track and how you write that track.
Okay, so that was, it's a bit of a funny story actually. I really hate dating.
Don't we all and
die? Yes, I know. Put your hand up if you love it. No. There are serial daters, I know, but I'm not one of them. And I actually did meet a lovely fellow once and gave him my number, and he said, yes, I'll give you a call, you know, whenever it was, and he didn't. And that was sort of the inspiration for the song, and then it just kind of turned into this whole, well, it just across the board, if everyone just did what they said they were going to do, if someone says they're going to email you and they don't email you, how frustrating. If someone says, you know, and so it was just this, oh, why can't everybody just, you know, do what you say you're going to do? And it just kind of turned into that little
We can all relate to that, can't we, people?
Yeah.
Now, finally, Laura, you've got some gigs coming up as well, haven't you?
I do, yes, yep. So I'm next Friday at Melting Pot, Songwriters in the Round, with a bunch of lovely, lovely people. They're always amazing gigs. So that's held at the Wesleyan in Northcote. Singer-songwriter rounds, if you don't know much about them, check them out. I know there's a few happening around Melbourne at the moment. It's just such an amazing idea, a really great vibe for us as artists and the audience as well.
So you can hear Laura's song all over community radio called Same Song, Same Time is the campaign this year, and you'll be hearing Laura's song Do What You Say all over community radio. So very, very proud of that, Laura.
I am, and yeah, very happy with that.
The debut EP from Laura K. Clark, Looking for Inspiration, is available online right now. For more information and visit Laura's website, laurakclark.com. Let's play a track from the EP. Now, this is the title track, which is called Looking for Inspiration. Do you want to introduce the track for us?
Yeah, sure. I'm Laura K. Clark, and this is Looking for Inspiration.
And so I'll send you Christmas salutations. Send me some inspiration.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.